Yo, welcome to Ortiz on the Air. Just excited to be back, man. Excited to bring y'all news and details and opinions of my thoughts of the NFL, college, and just different sports, you know, that are being played. And so just super excited to talk about it because this is what I talk about on a daily with my wife, my family. And so just super excited about it. You know, to come on here, you know, tough loss, man. Tough loss for Lamar Jackson. You know, I wanted Lamar to win this game because it would have solidified a lot of things, especially because he hasn't, you know, made it this far in the AFC Championship game. And, you know, I felt like they had all the pieces that they needed, the defense, special teams, offense. I felt like there was a lot of mistakes made, especially with players. One, Zay Flowers, you know, I've learned throughout my life, and I'm only 27 years old, but in the 7 years of my life, I've learned that you have to control your emotions, and when you don't control your emotions, there can be a negative effect in that, and it can get you into a lot of trouble. And so I've experienced that in my own life, and just learning that, you know, your emotions are your emotions in a lot of situations are not that deep. They can seem really deep. They can seem really critical. But if you can get over whatever situation you're in the next 5 seconds or a minute, that only means that it wasn't really that important. And so a lot of times we think about those things once we've already made a negative impact, before thinking about it, before we make that initial reaction. And so that's what happened today with Zay Flowers. I mean, he's a rookie. You know, it happens. You know, it's an emotional game. This game means everything. You know, it really solidifies everything. You know, but in games like these, this is where you have to be the bigger person. This is where sometimes you have to be the bigger person to step away of knowing, hey, this is not just an I moment, but this is a team moment. And any and every decision that I make can either make or break not only me, but my team. And I felt like it's not all his fault, but I felt like there was majority of like, dude, you could have walked away, right? There's no reason why you should have taunted. There's no reason why you should have, looked down on Snead, because it was just a catch and a run. It's not like you scored a touchdown. It's not like you won the game. I don't like the taunting. I feel like, yeah, you can talk smack and things like that, but the game's never over. You have 60 minutes until that clock hits zero. And so that's just my opinion on that. You know, again, I feel like, you know, there could have just been different things that could have happened, but woulda, shoulda, coulda. And at the end of the day, these guys are human. Just like we make mistakes, they make mistakes. Is it going to ruin your life? No. But could you have won this game? Yes. And I really was rooting for y'all because y'all should beat Patrick Mahomes, man. There's no reason. No reason at all. I mean, they don't have any good wide receivers except for Rice and, you know, number 11, which I don't really know his name. I don't really care. But, I mean, come on, man. You had so many opportunities. I mean, you know, Lamar could have made a little bit more plays. And sometimes you have to put your team on your back, man. I don't know how many times Joe Burrow has put the Cincinnati Bengals on his back. I'm talking about when they lose a game, they go straight to Joe Burrow and ask why they lost the game. They don't go to Zach Taylor. They know Zach Taylor is going to give his speech and, you know, is going to correct some things. But the main person that they're going to go to is Joe Burrow. Why? Because Joe Burrow is the franchise. And that is the difference between a great quarterback. Because Joe Burrow can be poised and be calm and understanding that, hey, I can't let my emotions get in the mix of this game. I can be mad at the end of the game, but let me be poised. I can show my emotions, but let it not, you know, dwindle the whole game to where, hey, I lose this for myself and my team. And so that's why I feel like, you know, Joe Burrow is, in my opinion, right now, and forever will be the greatest quarterback, you know, that I've watched. And I'm not saying that Pat Mahomes isn't a great quarterback. I just feel like he has a great coach and a great coaching staff. And I feel like that plays a big part when your coach can manage the game and know when to use timeouts and when know what plays to use and when to kick field goals and when to tell you to come off the field and when to do those things. Even when he trusts you, the coach is making the call. And so that's just the difference when you have a championship caliber coach making those play calls and knowing when to use certain plays and knowing when to call timeouts. That's the game, man. And you can't play chess with that type of coach in there. And so that's just my opinion on that. So, you know, tough loss on that. You know, they got to come back and really fix that. And there should be no slander, you know, towards Zay Flowers or anybody. He's human. He makes, you know, people make mistakes. And, hey, we got to learn from that. And he'll learn from it, hopefully, and just do better next season. But, you know, obviously they're in our division. So, you know, I don't know. I hope he does better, obviously. But, you know, I hope they're really not that great next year. So, even though we're going to win the division next year, baby, we're going to come back. We got Dan Pitcher as our offensive coordinator. Super happy about that. Now, there is some other things that need to be lined up, but we'll go on that later. Now, let's talk about the Lions and San Fran, man. I mean, Lions were up 17 points, 24-7. Going into the second half, Lions came out, smacked them in their mouths, did what they have done all year, which is run the ball with David Montgomery, run the ball with Gibbs, and use those two as their use those two to throw the defense off, to be able to, you know, get your wide receivers and tight ends open and things like that, and do trick plays. I feel like they tried to get a little bit too fancy there. Towards the middle of the game by doing flea flickers and all that other stuff, trying to get down the field. To me, I feel like they should have just done what they did was, hey, throw the ball to Laporta. You know, every single team I feel like this year had trouble, you know, covering the middle of the field. And I feel like that's where St. Brown has his successes, in the middle of the field, post routes in the middle there. And so I feel like they should have done that more. And also they should have played the clock. I mean, they did that with the Buccaneers. Obviously the Buccaneers, you know, last week scored a couple of touchdowns on them. I do feel like, though, this is a positive. I feel like that their secondary did get a little bit better, throughout this game. Locking up, you know, obviously Kittle, locking up Debo somewhat, you know, locking up, number 11, and you know, I feel like they did some great things in this game, but also I feel like they made some mistakes with, hey, not coming out of the second half making adjustments, knowing that, hey, San Fran is going to make adjustments, San Fran is going to do things. This is why you watch tape, right? This is why you sit for a week before you play on Sunday and you watch tape on what did they do against the Packers, right? They came out the second half, smacked the Packers right in the mouth by running Purdy. If the wide receivers or no one was open and everyone was covered and you have an open field, use your legs. You're a mobile quarterback. And obviously this was personal for them. They needed to make the Super Bowl again. They've been here four times. Right, the Lions were hungry to get to the Super Bowl because they'd never been to the Super Bowl before, right? But the 49ers have been here four times, have been in the Super Bowl once and lost to the Chiefs, right, when Jimmy Garoppolo was quarterback. So they were more hungry because they needed this, because Debo Samuels is going to be gone in 2 years. You know, McCaffrey is going to be gone, you know, in maybe 2 to 3 years. So, I mean, there's different levels to this when it comes to, hey, our window is shutting. Our window is this close from closing on us right now. And our jobs are this close for me getting fired and me not being the coach or me not being the offensive coordinator or the defensive coordinator or a player on this team. Because they want to win Super Bowls. They want to get to the Super Bowl and win a Super Bowl. They've been trying to do this for years, and they've came up short multiple times, four times in a row these past couple of years. So, I mean, they've been here. They're hungry. And shame on you if you didn't think they were going to make adjustments. Shame on you if you thought what you were doing in the first half of the game was going to work in the second half. Shame on you for not making the smart plays that needed to be made. Shame on you for not taking accountability and using the clock like you were supposed to. Shame on you for not kicking the field goal the second time when the first time did not work, trying to go for it fourth down. Shame on you for not using your two backs that have both over 1,000 yards of rushing. Shame on you for not making those critical plays. Shame on you for letting the fans give you a little too much on that leash by saying, Dan the Gamble. Come on, man. It's not going to win you Super Bowls. It's not going to win you conference championship games. It's not. And I'm going to be honest, if you really want to see how to win and get to the Super Bowl, watch Andy Reid. Watch a Zach Taylor. Watch, a Bill Belichick. You know, watch a John Harbaugh. Watch a Jim Harbaugh. Watch, you know, coaches that have been there. Watch how they got there. And by getting there is not just taking risk all the time. For me, I'm not a guy that likes to take risk. You know what I'm saying? I'm more of a strategic, analytic type of guy that, hey, if this makes sense, I'm going to do it, right? And now, there is certain risks that I do take because, one, I have faith. So I do take steps that I may be scared of or I may hesitate in, but they're not risks that are going to probably cost me something. And for me, that's just me. And I have seen success in that. I've seen when I've operated in things that I know that I do. I operate in steps that I know that will get me to where I want to go, essentially, right? So, I let God, you know, obviously divide my steps. But I'm never going to take a risk that is either going to make or break me. And so that's just my opinion on that. And I feel like Dan Campbell did that tonight where, hey, he took a risk of we either get this first down or we don't and we lose the game. Or, hey, we don't get this first down, we give the 49ers the ball back and they can go score and then they get the lead. And so those are critical moments. And when I talk about in the past two other episodes, I said it, you are the greatest of all time. Greatest of all time players come out when moments matter. It's not about you being up 17 points. It's not about you winning your division. It's not about beating teams that are really not that great this year and didn't have great coaches this year and really didn't establish anything this year but a couple of teams. What it's about is making decisions that are going to move you forward when you're in a position to win. And I feel like Dan Campbell had that opportunity to make the plays when it mattered. It's not about making the culture, because a culture is good. You can have players that want to play for you. But if you're talking about winning Super Bowls, winning rings, bringing Super Bowls to Detroit, you have to make plays and you have to make decisions, not off of emotion, but making decisions to put your team in the best decision possible. Because at the end of the day, it's not about you. It's about everybody around you and how your decisions can make or break them. And at this point, it broke them because they lost. And they didn't score in the second half. 49ers came back 24. They scored 24 points in the second half. And Brock Purdy had two big rushing first downs. So until you can make those decisions, then we can discuss, hey, you know, do I think your longevity coach for us. Now, the Lions are my third team. I would say probably my second team, because my third team would be the Chargers. I really like Justin Herbert, but yeah. So, I mean, you can tell me what you think. You can tell me if you disagree or agree with me. But for me, I feel like those risks can really cost you a lot of things and can really put you out of an opportunity of a Super Bowl ring. And so, and things start from zero. 24 to 25 season, everyone starts from zero, and so it's you can have all the talent you want to, but if you're not disciplined and you're not consistent in your play calling, or you're not disciplined and consistent with your emotions, you won't get nowhere. I'm sorry to say, but look at the Cowboys. Everyone makes mistakes. Everyone learns from them. Everyone's human. Let's remember that. And so just go back to the drawing board. We're not the players. We don't play. So we can give our opinions, give our, what we think we would do in that situation. But again, I like to bring back, hey, we're not a coach. We're not players. We don't play in the NFL, right? I'm just a guy that has thoughts and has opinions, and that, feels like because I've played football and I've played sports and I've been around leaders and I've talked and I've sat at tables where, like, hey, I may know a little something, and if people don't think I don't, then that's okay. But these are my thoughts, these are my opinions on what I thought of the Kansas City game of the Ravens and then 49ers and the Lions. These are just my opinions on these two games of, hey, this should have been better in this area, and then this should have been better in this area. Play call should have been better, right? You should have ran the ball a little bit more. And so when you don't do that, this is what happens. And so when the 49ers get momentum, what do? You come back together. You know what I'm saying? You talk amongst each other. You uplift each other. You encourage each other, right? You do all those things. And then also, you have to be calm and be poised. I feel like that's where Brock Purdy was successful in the second half. He was calm, he was poised. I mean, a lot of people said that, he looked dazzled and he looked like he didn't know what was going on. But I feel like, and like I even said that, I'm like, dude, like, go talk to your team. But I feel like in that moment, like, he was processing everything. I feel like when he came out the second half, he readjusted his thoughts, his mindset. The coach talked to him probably. He got encouragement from his teammates probably, and that's the difference, man. When you really want it bad enough, you're not going to play with emotions. You're not going to play with risk. You're going to play smart, and you're going to play to want to win that game. And that's just, again, that's just my opinion on it. And, I feel like they could have won this game, man, and they lost it. They lost it. They got too comfortable. They didn't make adjustments. No matter, I don't care how successful you are, man, you always have to make adjustments. You always have to do things differently, to get to where you want to be, especially when you're going up against the big dogs, when you're going up against teams that have been here before, that have experienced these games, that have made mistakes, that have fell short. You're new to this. You've never been here before. That was what? I don't know, a long time ago that you've been here, but this is a brand new team. You've never been here before. Never been here before. So you don't know what it's like. You don't know what it feels like. I don't care if you've been to the national championship. This is different. This is the big leagues. The big leagues, man. For real. And so I feel like, I see the same thing about my Bengals. So now you got to go back to the drawing board. Go back to next year. Next year is next year. Start from zero. Start from scratch. Relax. The Lions did a lot of great things this year. So go Lions. Super happy for all the diehard Lions fans that have been Lions fans through all the 0-16 and all the losing and all that stuff. So good for them. Super excited for them. Can't wait to see, what they do in the offseason and the draft and free agency and things like that. And so hopefully, you know, we see them back, you know, in the winning column. And, you know, and that's really all I got. So, you know, same thing with the Ravens. Salute to Lamar Jackson, MVP this year. You know, I voted for him because I feel like he deserves it, even though they lost. You know, he played a heck of a year. And he's a really true leader for all of his teammates and his coaches. And, you know, obviously giving, you know, my favorite, you know, is him giving all the glory to God. And, you know, I like Lamar Jackson. I've always liked him when he was at Louisville. And, you know, I hope all of the naysayers and all the haters out there really recognize what the Baltimore Ravens have and all the other teams and what you missed on. So super excited to be back next week, you know, with another with another episode, and just waiting to see, you know, obviously what comes out in the next week. It is the 49ers and Kansas City Super Bowl, February 11th in Las Vegas. And I'm going with the 49ers winning that game, 34-21. Is going to be my score prediction. So let's go, baby. Thank you. Make sure that you subscribe. Make sure that you leave a comment on your opinions, your thoughts. Maybe you want to have a debate in the comments of what I said. You can go ahead and do that. I would love to talk to you. So hopefully you enjoyed this episode. Hopefully you enjoyed this podcast of Ortiz on the Air. Super excited to be back. Super excited, man, just for the offseason and also for the Bengals and also for the Lions as well. So peace.